to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast, where we're all about bringing the kingdom of God into our everyday lives. I'm your host, Jalen Bowden, and I'm so delighted to be on this journey with you. Today, we're going to hear about the amazing truth that every situation we face is actually a divine setup. It's always about seeing who Jesus is for us and who we're growing into in Him. As we understand our unity with the Father, the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit of God, that's when grace and peace begin multiplying in our lives. And God's grace is exactly what empowers us to become the person He sees when He looks at us. So take a breath and take a moment to simply thank God that He's already prepared the soil of your heart to receive His goodness. Now, let's dive in with Graham Cook.
Every situation you face is designed to confirm who Jesus is for you and who you are going to become in Him. It doesn't matter the situation. You get to face it with God in the same way that He's facing it with you. You're never on your own, and it's not about you. Sorry to burst your balloon and all, but it's not about you. It's about Him. And if it's about Him, then it's about you being in Him. And He does that. Yeah. All we're learning to do is stay where God has put us. There's nothing you can do to get into the things that God wants for you. You don't do anything to get in. You do everything to stay in. You can perform in staying in because you're in. You don't have to earn your way in. It's a gift. So turn to your neighbor and say, "You look like you're in to me." And then look to the other person and say, "And you better stay in." We have His undivided attention. And we have His undivided affection. The Father's heart is fully fixed on Jesus. And by including us in Christ, we become partakers of the divine nature. I'm going to read you one of my favorite verses in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." When you understand that you are one with them and you have that unity because they gave it to you, when you live in that place as a reality, grace and peace get multiplied. It becomes impossible for you to worry. And you get this grace that is the empowering presence of God that enables you to become who He sees when He looks at you. He looks at you, He sees you in a way you don't see yourself. And it's that look that you need to capture. That you see your face. You know, Jesus is like a mirror. You look in Him and you see yourself. He's reflective of the nature of the Father. You look into Christ, you see yourself. This is something wonderful about that revelation of oneness and unity that God seeks to establish in you. The only struggle we have right now is the struggle just to break free of all that religious nonsense we grew up with. So many times I hear people saying, but I've been in church 35 years and I've never heard anything like that. And I just say, well, sweetie, you heard it now. And now you have to figure out what you're going to do. And she says, well, you know, I'm really concerned that if I start believing that, it's going to put me at odds with people where I am. And I said, listen, you take care of living in the truth. You let the Lord take care of that stupid tradition. Because that's all it is. It's a dumb tradition. And, you know, if you look at Jesus, you read Matthew 23 and 15, he never cared anything about the traditions of men. He cared about the tradition of oneness that's been around before the foundation of the world. The fact that you are one in him is indisputable in Scripture. So it's time for us to live it. And live it to the full and enjoy ourselves doing it. So grace and peace are multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. It's like he's got it all mapped out. He plans to give you everything, and he would like to do it sooner rather than later, if that's okay with you. Through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by those he has granted to us his precious and extremely average promises. He has granted to us his mediocre promises. No, I didn't say that. Bad Graham. He has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Whoa. Our lives must experience a multiplication of grace and peace, so that our encounter with the reality of God in Christ can go to the fullest place possible. You understand that God has got designs on you. He's going to make you exactly like him. And he loves the whole idea. He loves the whole prospect. So he loves everything he's doing in your life. Because the goal is, we're making them like us. It's what they've always wanted to do. Right back from Genesis 1:26, let's make man and let's make them in our image. Let's have this whole people group that are exactly like us. So we can enjoy everything in their life, because everything is about us making them like us. We'll teach them to laugh like us. We'll teach them to love like us. We'll teach them to be as peaceful as we are, as kind and generous, as powerful as us. We'll teach them about our authority. We'll get them to do signs and wonders just like us. It'll be so much fun. We'll get them to do miracles. We'll get them to heal the sick. We'll get them to cast out devils. It'll be brilliant. And we'll be there going, yeah, look at that, see that? She just got somebody healed. That's brilliant. Just like us. We do that. Look at that, he just pulled that guy out of a wheelchair. OMG, that's amazing. That's just like us. We do that as well. Just like us. Those guys really trust, just like us, we trust each other. Just like us, they trust. See that? Look at that, he's believing something. Watch him. Oh man, isn't that great? He's standing, he's just praying, he's believing us. That's brilliant. I love that. Look at her. She never quits, that girl. She always prays exactly the same. She prays just like you, Jesus. And that could have been you. It was you. Something in the heart of God, I want to make you like me. That's my plan. And I don't want anything to interfere with that plan. I won't allow anything to interfere with that plan. I'm making you like me. And I really want you to get the fact that we have such a huge affection for you. In your story, in your journey, whether you're doing well or struggling, we still have exactly the same affection. Well, you know, you blew it today, but hey, there'll be tomorrow. Isn't that lucky? We can do it all again tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll be brilliant. And when you're not brilliant, he'll say the same thing. Yeah, but it's tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll be brilliant. Why? Because he doesn't reckon you outside of his own unchanging love. Do you understand that? He won't see you outside of who he is. That gives us something to live up to in the best possible way. And the thing is, it's not a pressure on us. It's a delight. Because it's like, thank God for that. You know? I don't have to be endlessly apologizing for everything. He's faithful and just in everything that he does towards me. I'm so dependent on the goodness of God. And it is the greatest place to live ever.
Hey friends, if you're searching for rest, freedom, and a deeper connection with God, look no further than brilliant.tv.com. It's our online streaming platform hosted by Graham Cook and Team Brilliant, designed to help you experience God as the initiator in your relationship with him. Join over 10,000 members who are already uncovering God's true delight, and get ready to build daily rhythms with ease. The best part? Brilliant TV is for everyone, whether you've just met Jesus or you've walked with God for years. Join us on this journey of rest, freedom, and deep fellowship with God. Visit brilliantTV.com today.